Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we've got more from Alex Jones coming up, and I'm going to be smattering in, to the best of my ability, what conservative or wartime conservatism means and how this needs to be the new face, the new agenda, the new strategy of the Republican Party. And so I'm going to be getting into that this hour, taking your phone calls in the third hour, and we'll be hearing from Alex throughout this as well. But so yesterday I got involved at a local level in a Travis precinct committee meeting, and I took the message to this meeting, which is now resonating on mainstream news channels and through Buck Sexton and through Josh Hawley. We'll be hearing from them as well because they were saying this. I don't talk to them. So I took this message to local Republican meeting last night, not even realizing it was going to go total mainstream today with Hawley and Sexton. But here it was, myself last night at a local precinct meeting.
I'm a talk show host, syndicated, radio, television. I'm also an activist. I've actually been put in D.C. prison twice for my support of Donald Trump on the Hill. Thank you, thank you. I want to thank Richard and Don for getting me out here, and Matt and Andy and others as well. And the reason why I'm here today is because if you're like me, you believe that we're in a fight for our country right now. And this is not a joke to me.
Right.
And I don't think it's a joke to you guys either. And I'll gladly offer my platform to Don and Mackenzie. Jennifer, we haven't met, but you as well, to help get you guys in office. But I just want to ask you guys a couple questions as a pretense to how I think this party needs to move going forward, okay? Does anybody out there believe that Donald Trump colluded with Russia?
No.
Does anybody out there believe Donald Trump is a racist?
No.
Does anybody think Donald Trump engaged in a quid pro quo with Ukraine?
No.
Does anyone think Jussie Smollett was a victim of a hate crime?
No.
These are all games that the Democrats and the media play to stymie America and stymie Donald Trump. And they're doing it again right now with coronavirus.
Yes.
And I think that this Republican Party needs to be the Republican Party of the future, which is the Trump Republican Party, which doesn't sit here and say, oh, how can I have a convention with your rules? No, this Republican Party says, we make the rules.
That's right. Yeah.
We writ the rules. 300 years ago, we have a Bill of Rights.
That's right.
And if this Republican Party is talking about who's essential and who can go to school or a park or go to business, well, then what party is going to protect our rights? Because
right.
It's definitely not going to be the Democrat Party.
That's right.
So I think that this Republican Party moving forward needs to be battle-hardened to protect America and to stand up for Donald Trump and not play games with the Democrats anymore. Yeah. These are obstacles they put in front of us. It's time to smash through these obstacles and for this Republican Party to be fearless in 2020. Fearless. God bless you guys. Seriously, thank you guys for letting me talk.
So there was a little bit before that, a little bit after that, just kind of chopping it up with some of the attendees. But, folks, a message like that 4 years ago started to resonate widely. 10 years ago, probably would have been booted right out of Republican Party politics. Today, right now where we stand, that message is the message. That message resonates with almost 100% of Republican Party voters. And so it's time for Republicans to stop cowering to the media, stop playing games with the Democrats, stop being afraid of their own shadow, stop being afraid of their own thoughts, and it's time to be the wartime conservative party, the wartime Republican Party, because we are in a war for this country right now, and we have enemies domestic. terror groups all being run by the Democrat Party who want to destroy America. That message is not so crazy anymore. That's mainstream messaging right there. It's time for Republicans to catch up.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
We have to make sure that as we listen to the community, as we work with council to build out this department, and as we continue to work under DOJ reform, we've got to make sure that we are trying to do something meaningfully different than what we have been doing before. And we have learned by testing out these different areas that this is really the culmination of work for a concept that is the first of its kind in Albuquerque, and we believe actually nationwide. And fundamentally what it says is this. For 100 years, when you call 911 all across America, the response is fire or police or both. And we're adding a third response into that equation by developing a civilian, professionally trained approach, a public health approach, really, to public safety. And that is embodied in our development of a department, the Community Safety Department. That's what we're announcing here today, that our administration is going to pursue the idea of creating this third department in our first responder system. Now, through this department, we're creating a new model for community safety that sends the right resource at the right time on the right call. And that's where our current two departments have always struggled. You have to send an overly trained person from one or the other to deal with situations we should really have others responding to. So this is about having a trained but unarmed professional responding to calls for mental health, for addiction, for inebriation, for homelessness, for down and outs, and even simple things like abandoned cars. We spend an inordinate amount of time sending officers out to check on abandoned cars. It also means simple things engaging the community like around traffic management and how we can do that again with an unarmed professional. So inherent in this restructuring is also the question of what our city needs, and it's the rejection of a false choice between investing in community and in a capable police department. We know that in Albuquerque we have to respect the needed core police work that we need in our town, but we also have to include the fact that we've got to prioritize non-law enforcement alternatives when it comes to how we react in our 911 system and to challenges in our city. So in our city, we must do both. We are not accepting a choice between one or the other.
More than 10 years ago, President Obama spilt the beans. He told the world that America was going to have a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as the U.S. military. And who is that army? Well, we've got training videos from Chicago, from New York, from Houston, of the Obama Youth Brigades and the Obama Corps actually training. And what was the training? Training people for socialism, training people for communism, training people for gun confiscation, training people that after society collapses because of clouded pivot bankruptcy strategies,
that then an army of social workers would then come out and reorganize the American people. And that's in the United Nations Strong Cities Initiative documents that Loretta Lynch put into function in 2015, a year and a half before Obama left office. In over 800 cities and towns in the United States, a direct liaison with the United Nations telling local governments how to operate and what policies to have. And now I have a stack of articles that are just out today. Here's one from Gateway Pundit. Here we go. Albuquerque to start sending unarmed social workers on some 911 city calls. Albuquerque is going to start sending unarmed social workers. Mayor Tim Keller announced the, quote, civilian public safety branch. Now, you talk about secret police, folks. This is the liberals. This is the left. This is the woke folks that have been created on the university campuses that are full of tyranny. This is CHAZ. This is CHOP expanding and coming to your town. You can see the press conference again on Infowars.com or GatewayPundit.com. Owen Schroer will be playing a clip of this coming up where he announces it. This is extremely serious. Society is breaking down. Every time the police make a mistake or something goes wrong, they're going to be demonized. It's going to be magnified. And then more UN control, more communist control, more Saul Alinsky community organizing will be brought in until the police department is totally remade in their image. Now, once the left takes control of the department, like in Chicago, it won't matter if there's 20 deaths a day, as there are some days, black on black. They'll just sweep it under the rug. The media won't cover it. It won't exist. But every time an officer who's white or black does something to a black person, it's going to be caught on tape, it's going to be released, it's going to be blown up, and it's going to be the end of the world. So same thing with mass shootings. They're still very, very extremely rare. It's one of the rarest ways to die in the United States, but that doesn't matter. Every time there's a mass shooting, it's blown up, it's made to be huge, and every gun owner is to blame. Every time a white cop kills a black person, every white person is to blame. This is the war on logic from the same people that tell you there aren't two genders. From the same people that tell you no borders, no walls, no USA at all, but they want borders and walls around their leftist systems at universities and places like CHAZ and CHOP. These people tell you to do one thing, but they do the opposite. It's classic 1984 George Orwell or Animal Farm. So again, this is the reality of where we are. It's what we face as a society, a United Nations takeover. It's not coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. And it's a leftist, touchy-feely bureaucracy, but behind it is cold, hardcore New World Order enslavement, corporate planetary fascism over communism for we the people. I'm Alex Jones. The only way this video and information gets out is if you share it. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the left and Democrats and their pandering and virtue signaling and social justice warrioring had any truth to it, I think we know where they would be saying Black Lives Matter, but they're not. So it took one individual with the courage to say the truth to a group of hospital workers taking a knee for BLM. One black man decided to see if they really care about black lives. Here's how it went.
Black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes.
Hold on, guys. Let's start this over.
The black babies
hold
killed
on, hold
in the abortion.
Stop it. Start it over so at the beginning we can hear him cheering.
Lives matter or just some black lives?
All black lives matter.
The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes.
Yes.
The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they, medical people? Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, Our lives mean nothing once we're born.
Well, we at InfoWars completely agree, and that's why we have decided to launch the Baby Lives Matter onesie and Baby Lives Matter t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And why is this so important? Why is this message so important? Well, not only do you support the broadcast when you purchase the Baby Lives Matter onesie or t-shirt, you also fight back against the false narrative or false pandering that the left does when they say Black Lives Matter, but they ignore all the black-on-black violence, they ignore the black police officers that get murdered, and more importantly, they ignore the tens of millions of black babies that get aborted. But that's why the Baby Lives Matter t-shirt is such art and such a perfect message for this time, because are you going to have people telling you that Black Lives Matter, but then ignore Planned Parenthood murdering tens of millions of black babies? But just in general, the fact that we abort our own children and then pretend to care about life anytime it works as a pandering to the Democrat Party virtue signal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Last night, the city of Beverly Hills took hypocrisy to a new level. That's right, the Hollywood elite enclave that's been virtue signaling on Twitter and releasing YouTube videos calling for uprisings and occupying different parts of the United States passed a unanimous resolution barring protest in the Beverly Hills area in any group of more than 10 people at one time and banning individuals from protesting overnight. That's a form of curfew. It's a form of martial law. This is the very group that has been lockstep raising more than $30 million for the Democratic Party using George Floyd's name. And now, of course, there's a whole new controversy about the fact that that money is going to the Democrats. There is no shame. There is no bottom to these people. They only want to take control of the government so they can continue to exploit the United States to build their new world order. And the fact that they are now trying to, quote, abolish the police all over the United States, and the Democratic Party is officially signing on to begin the, quote, abolishment of the police, shows you that they're really just trying to take control of the police, and that they're the ones that use the police to say that they need to beat people up and arrest them that don't stay 6 feet apart or wear the mask. It's a cult. And there's more hypocrisy, of course. 100,000 people in New York for Black Lives Matter, the Democratic Party's new political system. If you criticize them, well, most people are getting fired from radio shows, TV shows, you name it, for even saying all lives matter. This is complete cult programming. But then when Trump tries to have a rally, oh, you can't do that. You're going to get people killed. This is a suspension of logic, and it's a cult that will do whatever they're told. The followers don't care if they're hypocrites. They don't care if the Democrats want more wars. They don't care if Trump's trying to turn the economy back on. They don't care if big tech's running death camps in China. They don't care if they're being surveilled. They don't care if they're schmucks. They don't care if they're losers. They don't care if they're not even part of the power structure. They just like to feel good and hate on America and hate on the middle class, whether they're old, young, black, or white. Because if you look at a leftist, they are usually an ugly, twisted, depressed, weird person, and misery loves company, and they want to pull this country down. They are cancer. They want power because they don't have power. They want control because they don't have control of themselves. The average leftist is a degenerate, physically ugly person that stinks and has never had a real job in their life. And they believe that they can just pull us down. Somehow that will make them higher. That's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. Back to the live transmission with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones on the road. Remember, the only way to defeat the enemy and their censorship is for you to spread the live links. This is an information war. Win by taking action. Lose by not taking it seriously.
You know, I don't know if the leftists can understand this analogy, but this is a warning. I genuinely ache when I see my fellow man being deceived and brainwashed and tortured and drawn to Satanism. But imagine, what is the toughest thing about cancer that makes it so hard to cure or to beat? Well, it's how do you isolate the cancer cells? How do you isolate them? How do you draw them out so that you can just go after them and not after the good cells and then just kill the entire body? How do you isolate that? How do you draw those cancer cells out? Well, I'm not a doctor dealing with cancer here today, but imagine that the left in America is a cancer, which it is. Which it is. And so the left in America is cancer to freedom and justice and everything that is righteous and good. So how would you isolate that cancer? How would you draw that cancer out if you wanted to, say, deal with it? Well, again, I hope that the average leftist understands this analogy. You are the cancer. You are being drawn out. Everyone knows you're the cancer. Everyone sees that you're the cancer. You've now been isolated. You now have ID'd yourself. You've now made it possible to be eliminated. So the difference is, if you're the blood cell, you can make the conscious decision not to be cancer. But the longer this goes on, the more you commit to being a cancer on society, the more you isolate and ID yourself, the higher the odds are that you're going to get what it is you're asking for. And if you're just out there thinking, hey, I'm going to have a good time and I'm going to loot and riot and, you know, the establishment's corrupt anyway, well, you've been fooled, because you're doing exactly what the establishment wants you to do. Now, this is breaking news right here, and I'm going to get into wartime conservatism coming up on the other side. This is breaking news right here. Out of Florida, 17 arrested for child pornography include Disney employees, nurse, underwear ingester. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, that's the same guy who said if a criminal comes in your house to blow them back. Sheriff Grady Judd detailed the arrests and charges of 17 suspects, including Disney and hospital employees, accused of downloading or distributing child pornography featuring children as young as a few months old. Deputies say the child pornography included thousands of photos and videos depicting babies, toddlers, and children being forced to engage in sex acts. Breaks my heart. Toddlers? How in the hell does that happen? So now you've had mass pedophile rings rounded up in Florida and California and other states. Barely gets any news coverage. And by the way, most of these are white men. So, you know, for the hate white men media, why aren't they all over this story? Are they covering something up? I wonder how many people on mainstream news maybe watch some of this stuff. These are sick people we're talking about on TV. Would you really be that surprised? Why else wouldn't they be covering this? They hate white men. Most of these are white men. They never covered the other mass roundup of pedophiles that had kids in cages. They never covered the one in California. They never covered any of it. They never covered the sex drug dungeon of Ed Buck. You think you're going to see this anywhere? If you're going to see this story right here anywhere on TV, you'll see it on Tucker Carlson. That's it. But you probably won't. Not even that Tucker's not covering it or not trying to cover it, but he just probably won't be able to fit it into his 1 hour. This is about the scum of the earth right here. It's about as bad as it gets right here. Doesn't get any lower than this. Children being raped and tortured for the viewing pleasure of others. And it's not top news today. It's not on TV. You're not even going to see it. Who are these men?
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
For the next two segments, I am going to explain to you the concept, the name dubbed by Buck Sexton, former CIA, now does coverage for Fox News and his own Buck Sexton show. No, not Dr. Anal Sex, the anti-American CIA that they're posing as Floyd's former teacher. This is the good Buck Sexton, who is calling it out for what it really is. And he has an excellent piece right now at BuckSexton.com. It's time to rally around the concept of wartime conservatism. This is going mainstream. This is gaining momentum. And I'll get into the ins and outs of the story in a little bit. But first, folks, I didn't know he was going to write this story. I didn't know Josh Hawley was going to give this speech today. But I'm telling you, Republicans and conservatives are getting it now. And so here's me talking at a local Republican precinct committee meeting last night, and then Josh Hawley on Capitol Hill this morning.
I'm
talk show host, syndicated, radio, television. I'm also an activist. I've actually been put in D.C. prison twice for my support of Donald Trump on the Hill. Thank you, thank you. I want to thank Richard and Don for getting me out here, and Matt and Andy and others as well. And the reason why I'm here today is because if you're like me, you believe that we're in a fight for our country right now. And this is not a joke to me.
Right.
And I don't think it's a joke to you guys either. And I'll gladly offer my platform to Don and Mackenzie, Jennifer, we haven't met, but you as well, to help get you guys in office. But I just want to ask you guys a couple questions as a pretense to how I think this party needs to move going forward, okay? Does anybody out there believe that Donald Trump colluded with Russia?
No.
No. Does anybody out there believe Donald Trump is a racist?
No.
Does anybody think Donald Trump engaged in a quid pro quo with Ukraine?
No.
Does anyone think Jussie Smollett was a victim of a hate crime?
No.
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 These are all games that the Democrats and the media play to stymie America and stymie Donald Trump. And they're doing it again right now with coronavirus.
Yes.
And I think that this Republican Party needs to be the Republican Party of the future, which is the Trump Republican Party, which doesn't sit here and say, oh, how can I have a convention with your rules? No, this Republican Party says, we make the rules.
That's right.
Yeah. We wrote the rules. 300 years ago, we have a Bill of Rights.
That's right.
And if this Republican Party is talking about who's essential and who can go to school or a park or go to business, well, then what party is going to protect our rights?
That's right.
Because it's definitely not going to be the Democrat Party.
That's right.
So I think that this Republican Party moving forward needs to be battle-hardened to protect America and to stand up for Donald Trump and not play games with the Democrats anymore. These are obstacles they put in front of us. It's time to smash through these obstacles and for this Republican Party to be fearless in 2020. Fearless. God bless you guys. Seriously, thank you guys for letting me talk.
If this case makes anything clear, it is that the bargain that has been offered to religious conservatives for years now is a bad one. It's time to reject it. The bargain has never been necessarily explicitly articulated, but religious conservatives know what it is. The bargain is that you go along with the party establishment, you support their policies and priorities, or at least keep your mouth shut about it, and in return, the establishment will put some judges on the bench who supposedly will protect your constitutional rights to freedom of worship, to freedom of exercise. That's been what we're told for years now. And we were told that we're supposed to shut up while the party establishment focuses more on cutting taxes and handing out favors for corporations, multinational corporations who don't share our values, who will not stand up for American principles, who are only too happy to ship American jobs overseas. But we're supposed to say nothing about that. We're supposed to keep our mouths shut because maybe we'll get a judge out of the deal. That was the implicit bargain. We're supposed to keep our mouths shut while the party establishment opens borders, while the party establishment pursues ruinous trade policies. We're supposed to keep our mouths shut while those at the upper end of the income bracket get all of the attention, while working families and college students and those who don't want to go to college but can't get a good job, while they get what? What attention? Workers, children. What about parents looking for help with the cost of raising children? Looking for help with the culture in which they have to raise children, looking for help with the communities, rebuilding the communities in which they must carry out their family life. What about college students trying to find an education that isn't ruinously expensive and then figure out some way to pay back that ruinous debt? What about those who don't have a college degree and don't want one but like to get a good job? What about them? Now, we're supposed to stay quiet about all of that and more because there be pro-constitution religious liberty judges, except that there aren't, except for that these judges don't follow the Constitution, except for these judges invoke textualism and originalism in order to reach their preferred outcome. Now, I want to be clear. I am not personally criticizing any justice who joined the majority opinion or wrote it. I believe 100% that the justice who principally authored this opinion, Justice Gorsuch, and those who joined him are sincere and who were writing to the best of their ability, reasoning to the best of their ability, and the opinion is, it is whatever else you might say about it, it is not sloppily reasoned. Now, I think that they were doing what they thought was best and using all of the skills and gifts that they had. No, I question how we got here. I question how judges who hold to this philosophy ended up on that bench. I question the bargain that people of faith have been offered and asked to hold to for all of these years. And the truth is, to those who said, who have objected to my own questioning of judicial nominees in this body, to those who said I was wrong to question judges who came before the Judiciary Committee, to those who chided me for asking tough questions, even of nominees by a Republican president, for those who said that I was slowing the process down and I was out of line, for the supposedly conservative groups who threatened to buy television time in my own state to punish me for asking questions about conservative judges, I just have this to say. This is why I ask questions. This is why I won't stop. And I wish some more people would ask some harder questions. Because this outcome is not acceptable. And the bargain which religious conservatives have been offered is not tenable. So I would just say, it's not time for religious conservatives to shut up. And we've done that for too long. No, it's time for religious conservatives to stand up and to speak out. It's time for religious conservatives to bring forward the best of our ideas on every policy affecting this nation. We should be out in the forefront leading on economics, on trade, on race, on class, on every subject that matters for what our founders called the general welfare. Because we have a lot to offer, not just to protect our own rights, but for the good of all of our fellow citizens. Because as religious believers, we know that serving our fellow citizens of whatever their religious faith, whatever their commitments may be, serving them, aiding them, working for them, is one of the signature ways that we show a love of neighbor. It's time for religious conservatives to do that. It's time for religious conservatives to take the lead rather than being pushed to the back. It's time for religious conservatives to stand up and speak out rather than being told to sit down and shut up. And because I am confident that people of faith, of goodwill all across this country are ready to do that and want to do that and have something to offer this country and every person in this country, whatever their background or income or race or religion, because of that, I'm confident in the future. I'm also confident that the old ways will not do. So let this be a departure. Let this be a new beginning. Let this be the start of something better.
Josh Hawley. Thank God for the senator from Missouri. By the way, Missouri had a Christian conservative governor, Greitens, literally got set up by the FBI. They forced him out of office. So this is the battle, folks. Now I'm going to get more into this. Some Republicans are understanding that the new conservative platform needs to be, we're fighting a war for America right now. So we'll get into that on the other side, and I'll give out the phone number. This is the Alex Jones Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
the experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Wartime conservatism is what it's being branded. And some Republicans are getting it. Others are still afraid of their own shadow, not even realizing this is what America wants. This is what America needs. And so Buck Sexton, a former CIA agent who has a Buck Sexton show and goes on Fox News regularly, wrote this piece at BuckSexton.com. It's time to rally around the concept of wartime conservatism. And it really all boils down to the fact that the left is in a war to destroy America right now. And if conservatives and Republicans don't take that mantle, enter that battlefield to save and protect America, then America will die. So Republicans either get battle-hardened and realize the war ahead, or they will go down with the rest of this country that will be destroyed by the Democrats and the left. And so you heard me saying this to local Republicans last night. You heard Josh Hawley saying this on the floor of the Hill today. Here's another example of how you do this. Steve Scalise demands answers from Democrat governors on forcing COVID patients into nursing homes, which resulted in 50,000 nursing home deaths.
Steve Scalise is on the right path. Steve Scalise is a wartime conservative. Steve Scalise is hitting the Democrats where it hurts. Their agenda, which was premeditated, murdering thousands of innocent elderly people in nursing homes so that they could have their pandemic and shut down the economy and blame Donald Trump. And I remember reporting on this, I believe before anybody else. These Democrats, Whitmer, Cuomo, and the rest need to be in jail for the rest of their life, maybe even face the death penalty. You know, you can be mad at Owen Schroyer for saying that. You can say that's extreme, Owen. How dare you? This doesn't help anything. No, folks, it's the truth. You know, it's sad that Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer and the rest of them made that decision. Laid in that bed. But they did it. They're now mass murderers, serial killers. They chose that. And so they need to be treated as such. So, if we have a wartime Republican Party, if we have wartime conservatives, and we really understand this issue, Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer and others will face the death penalty for what they did in these nursing homes. Folks, I'm not happy about that. That doesn't make me happy. That makes me tremendously upset and sad that Americans would do this, that our political leaders are that corrupt and that disgusting. But they are. And we have to start dealing with them, folks, or it's only going to get worse. And just like Josh Hawley said, it's time for Christian conservatives to stand up and have their voices heard, because for far too long, Christian conservatives have been told to sit down and shut up. No, it's time to stand up, and it's time to get loud and realize that we are the silent majority. It's time to be the loud majority, and it's time to make an example. You think you can send COVID patients into nursing homes to raise the death rate and then blame Trump and fake a pandemic so you can shut down the economy and hurt America? You know what? We're going to give you the death penalty. We're not going to stand for that in this country anymore. So I'm sorry to say, Cuomo and Whitmer and the rest of them, you chose this. Not me. Not me. You chose this. Don't be mad at me for saying that you deserve the death penalty, Andrew Cuomo. You do. You chose that, Cuomo. Not me. You chose to make it legal to murder babies after they're born. You chose that, Cuomo, and guess what? You deserve the death penalty. And so do the rest of the governors that did this. You chose that destiny. You chose that destiny. And if my destiny is to call you out for it and then watch you hang, well, then you know what? I have no qualms with that. You sent those patients. You sent COVID into the nursing homes. It resulted in at least 50,000 dead. You did that, Cuomo. You did that, Whitmer. You did that, Northam. You did that. You chose to be murderers. You made that conscious choice, didn't you? And you didn't think we'd notice. And you know now, oh, well, they found out, but, oh, don't worry. Republicans and conservatives are weak. They'll never stand up to us. We're coming for you. And all those innocent babies you murdered, and all those elderly people you murdered with COVID, if we don't get justice for them here on this earth, oh, believe me, the justice you get after this life will be much worse. In fact, Cuomo and Whitmer and the rest of them, you better pray to God or even turn yourself in for what you did, because that's the only chance you have of not receiving God's wrath for the rest of your consciousness in the afterlife. Good luck. Ted Cruz gets it, though. Ted Cruz gets it. Sesame Street puts out a gay Pride Month propaganda because, you know, it's all about sexualizing the kids. Because I remember growing up, Sesame Street taught me how to be straight. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Now Sesame Street teaches you how to be gay. Ted Cruz gets it. He replies to this tweet from Sesame Street promoting homosexuality to kids. He says, endless propaganda. This is taxpayer-funded, show-targeted,
at pre-K children. It doesn't need to be talking about sex or sexuality at all. That's wartime conservatism. That's the new Republican Party that we need. This is not. And I'll be honest, folks, I've always been a supporter of Greg Abbott, and I've remained from saying anything negative about him because he's very popular here in Texas. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. Governor Abbott's popularity in Texas is waning big time. Big time. In fact, he may not win another election. Texas Governor Greg Abbott scolds 20-somethings for not wearing masks, taking coronavirus too lightly. Wrong move, Abbott. I've been a major supporter of yours. I voted for you. You better straighten out your narratives right now with coronavirus. You better straighten out what's going on in this state with the shutdown, and you better do it quick, or you will not be reelected, Governor Abbott. And I'm not telling you that. I'm not making things up. I talk to local Republicans and voters. I'm involved in this stuff. They're done with you, man. People who would never say a negative thing about you 2 years ago are now done with you. So you better realize the wartime conservatism, wartime Republican Party is here. You better get on the battleship or you're going to be thrown overboard. We don't have time for you. Here's another example of wartime conservatism. Moms against fluoridation. Now, this is getting no coverage at all. And the court case has been going on for over a week now. And you can tune in. But see, this will never get coverage. And quite frankly, they don't really do marketing. They don't get it anyway. But they're taking action. Moms against fluoridation in court right now trying to get the poison out of our water. That's wartime conservatism. Because, see, here's what the left is currently doing. They're in wartime kill America. Drunk Wives Matter t-shirt pulled at Virginia restaurant amid uproar. You're not allowed to have that. They're telling your kids how to be gay on Sesame Street. San Antonio Spurs head coach says American flag is irrelevant, a symbol used for political reasons. Never go to another NBA game again unless you want to go protest it. Ayanna Pressley says it's not good enough for white people not to be racist. Telling you, the left is in full-time war mode against America, folks. Time for the conservatives and Christians to respond. Nintendo marketing representative partnered with Switch streamer Sloan Skipper Wolf praises Shake Shack for poisoning cops. She still works with Nintendo and Twitch, though, even though she was glad to see cops get poisoned by Shake Shack, which they claimed after investigation. Oh, we didn't find anything. Oh, it just so happens that the three tainted shakes were the only three shakes that day, and they were all served to cops. Ah, gotcha. So the left is in full-blown war mode to destroy America, folks. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is having a massive fundraiser for Joe Biden. And we'll see if Joe Biden shows up. If there's any kids there, I'd keep him away from Joe. He may go for a feel. System of a Down drummer shreds Democrats as the true fascists, the true bigots hidden in plain sight. Well, I'm going to go get myself every System of a Down album that I can tonight. Folks, the left is in wartime mode to destroy America. It's time for conservatives to get in wartime mode to protect it. Your phone call's coming up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.